Welcome back to another Hilchas Shabbos here. We spoke last time, a food that's fully cooked, you can move it closer to the fire. If it's on a blech, you can move it closer to the fire. It's no exhibition once it's fully cooked. But if it's not fully cooked, then you cannot move it closer to the fire. Even when it's on a blech, you cannot move it closer to the fire. The question is, that's all by solid foods. What about liquid foods? Liquid foods includes anything that flows, that's considered a liquid food. And there's a machlokes by the Paiskim, at which point is a liquid considered fully cooked? Some Paiskim paskin that liquid must reach the boiling point, which is 212 degrees Fahrenheit, to be considered fully cooked. So according to this Shita, if the hot water did not reach the boiling point and it's removed from the fire, you cannot put it back because it's not fully cooked. And now it'll cook to the point of boiling, so right now it's not fully cooked yet. Some Paiskim paskin, that's enough. Once it reaches Yatsa lettuce boy, that it's considered fully cooked. Lamaisa, you have to be machmir and assume that until it boils, it's not fully cooked. And therefore, if someone has, for example, a urn that will reach a higher level of cooking and it didn't reach that yet, you should not remove any water from the urn that has not yet reached the maximum temperature. Because by doing so, you will cause the remaining water to boil more quickly, and that will be a problem of bishul. Now, there's another halacha that the Chazal were very worried about being over bishul, and therefore they added another issim. But min rabbanon, you cannot put anything that was not cooked, even for a short while, in a hot area where it could eventually become cooked. This was out of a concern that a person might forget and leave the food there, and it'll be over issa bishul. Therefore, when practically speaking, you cannot warm up any raw or partially cooked food next to a heat source, which is capable of cooking it, and make it into yatsa lettuce bun. For example, if the oven is on and the oven's very hot and you want to put something under the vent of the oven that's not cooked, you want to put it under the vent. And if you leave it under the vent for a while, it'll reach yatsa lettuce bun. You can't even put it there for 2 minutes because the xera called xera's hefsher, you might leave it there for a long time, and that would be awesome at the rabbanon to put it there even for a short time. So just to recap what we learned today, first of all, there's a water, mavushu kol tzarka, a water you have to be machmer, it's not called mavushu kol tzarka until it reaches the boiling point. And therefore, if you have an urn that reaches a boiling point and it was not fully cooked yet, you should not remove water because that will make it cook quicker. Or if you want to put something back onto a blech, a kettle back onto the blech with chazara, if it's not fully cooked, to reach the boiling point, it's not called fully cooked, you have to be machmer like that. And the second halach we learned today was xeris hefsher, it's something that's not cooked. You should not put it near like a vent of an oven where it could reach yatz lettuce, but even if you put it there for a short time, you should not put an uncooked item near the vent if it could reach the yatz lettuce bay, and even for a short time.